Lesson 15. Section 1. Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
What flights are there from London to Vienna tomorrow?
If you'd like to take a seat, I'll find out for you.
I'd like to travel first class, please.
BEA flight BE502 takes off from Heathrow at 0925 and flies direct.
What time have I got to get there?
You'll have to be at West London Air Terminal by 0810 at the latest.
Dialogue 2.
Another piece of meat pie?
No thanks, really. I'm on a diet.
Please do. You've hardly eaten anything.
It's delicious, but I don't think I ought to.
Dialogue 3.
How about a nice cup of tea before you go?
Yes, I'd love one.
How'd you like it?
A strong one with 3 spoons for me, please.
Dialogue 4.
What are you going to have to drink?
I'd like something cool.
Would you care for some cake?
Yes, I'll try a piece of cheesecake.
It certainly looks tempting. I wouldn't mind some myself.
Dialogue 5.
Have you chosen something, sir?
Yes, I think I'll have the curry, please.
What would you like afterwards?
I'd like some fruit if you had any.
Dialogue 6.
Would you like a cigarette?
No, thanks. I'm trying to cut down.
Go on. I owe you one from yesterday.
Okay. But next time you must have one of mine.
Dialogue 7.
I wonder if you could help me. I'm looking for a room.
I have got a vacancy, yes.
What sort of price are you asking?
£8.50 a week, excluding laundry.
Would it be convenient to see the room?
Can you call back later? We're right in the middle of lunch.
Dialogue 8.
Will Dr. Black be able to see me at about 9:15 tomorrow?
Sorry, but he's fully booked till 11, unless there's a cancellation.
Would 10 to 1 be convenient?
Yes, he's free then.
Dialogue 9.
Can you fix me up with a part-time job?
Anything in particular that appeals to you?
I was rather hoping to find something in a school.
Have you done that kind of thing before?
Yes, I was doing the same job last summer.
I might be able to help you, but I need references.
Section 2. A. Quick lunch.
A table for one, sir?
Yes, please.
Are you having a set lunch?
Yes.
What would you like to start with?
What's the soup of the day?
Mushroom.
Yes, please. I'll have that.
And for your main course?
The plate, I think, and apple tart to follow.
Would you like something to drink with your meal?
Yes, a lager, please.
Thank you.
B. Dinner.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a table booked for 2 under the name of Blackmore.
Yes, sir. Would you like to come this way?
Thank you.
Can I take your coat, madam?
Thank you.
Will this table do for you?
That'll be fine, thanks.
Would you like a drink before your meal?
Yes, a dry sherry, please.
Half a bitter for me.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so.
What would you like for starters, madam?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
Well, the prawns are always popular. The pâté is very good.
The prawns, then, please, for me.
And for you, sir?
I think I'll try the soup.
Very good, sir. And to follow?
Rack of lamb, I think.
And for you, sir?
I'll have the steak.
How would you like your steak done, sir?
Medium rare, please.
Thank you. Would you like to see the wine list?
Do you have a house wine?
Yes, sir. Red or white?
Do you have half bottles or half carats?
Yes, sir.
One of each, then, please.
C. Interview.
Now, Susan, you've had a few minutes to rest. Can you tell us something about yourself? How old are you, and what do you do?
I'm 22, and I'm a bus conductress.
A bus conductress. So you're used to collecting money. Who taught you to cycle?
Nobody. I taught myself. I've been cycling since I was five.
And who bought that beautiful racing cycle for you?
I bought it myself. I worked overtime.
Good for you. And what are you going to do now?
Now? If you mean this minute, I'm going to have a long, hot bath.
You must need to relax. Again, congratulations. That was Susan James, winner of this year's London to Brighton cycle race.
D. Why can't I do what I like?
I hope I never grow old. My grandfather lives with us, and he's making my life a misery. When I was small, he was kind and cheerful. But now he's always complaining and criticizing. I mustn't interrupt when he's talking. It's rude. He doesn't like my clothes. Nice girls don't dress like that. I shouldn't wear makeup. Natural beauty is best. Sometimes he interferes with my homework. When I was young, we used to do maths differently, he says. Honestly, he's so old, he doesn't know anything. But that doesn't stop him criticizing me. He doesn't like my friends or my favorite records. You're making too much noise, he calls. I can't get to sleep. When he's not complaining, he's asking questions. Where are you going? Where have you been? Why aren't you helping your mother? He thinks I'm six, not 16. Anyway, why can't I do what I like? It's my life, not his.
Section 3. Dictation.
Philip is a very interesting boy. He's clever, but he doesn't like school. He hates studying, but he is very keen on learning new practical skills. In his spare time, he often repairs motorbikes. He likes helping the neighbours in their vegetable gardens, too.